For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now the time is 8:18. Thousands have taken to the streets in Tel Aviv as pressure mounts for a ceasefire deal as six more captives hostages were found dead in Gaza. I'm joined now by Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle Eastern correspondent. Good morning to you, Alistair. The current, I suppose, mood on the ground in Israel, what's happening?
Well, the current mood on the ground is divided between grief and anger. Grief because the discovery of the six dead hostages in a tunnel in southern Gaza has really shaken the nation. These were six young men and women who everybody hoped and believed would come out alive. They probably, at least some of them, would have been released in the first phase of a hostage deal. They were known, or they were pretty sure that they were alive, which the IDF had confirmed that they were alive until only a couple of days ago. And so the fact that their bodies were found has really shaken Israel. And anger because a lot of people blame Benjamin Netanyahu for not doing a hostage deal. That's not to say that they don't also blame Hamas, but they are looking at their own prime minister, their own government, and they are cross that despite rounds and rounds of negotiations, nothing has been agreed yet.
So we're hearing that up to 500,000 people were on the streets of Tel Aviv now. A national strike has been called for by the biggest union in Israel, Histadrut. Is this going to make a difference to policy, I suppose, is what people are asking.
Well, the protests last night, and you're right, I mean, the organisers told us we were in Tel Aviv. They told us it was around 500,000. It's always very hard to really know. But certainly they were the biggest protests I've seen in Israel for many years. I don't think they're going to make a difference. And the reason I say that is because people have been protesting on the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem every single week for the last 11 months in large numbers, maybe not as large as not last night, but in very large numbers. And it hasn't seemed to have influenced the government. The strike today, possibly more so. It's going to have a huge effect on the economy. We'll see whether or not it's a one-day strike or it goes on any longer. I mean, what I would say is that Benjamin Netanyahu will not be able to ignore the feeling amongst a sizable part of the Israeli population.
Okay. And the strike, just for people, this is affecting things like the airports, you mentioned the economy, things like trains, all sorts of things.
So it's a general strike called by the largest labor union in Israel. And shops, restaurants, public sector workers, the airport, as you say, closed down. I'd say the streets of Tel Aviv are pretty busy today, but in part because a lot of people aren't going to work. But a lot of the country is shutting down. Now, I only know of this happening once before in my time here, which was about April last year when, I don't know whether you remember, but Yoav Gallant, the defense minister, was fired by Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yes.
People took to the streets. A general strike was called. And lo and behold, Gallant was reinstated quite quietly into his position. And he remains the defense minister to this day. So general strikes in the past have a history of jerking Netanyahu into some sort of response. We'll see whether that happens this time.
Maybe lastly, Alistair, do you feel that there is a shift in the general population on this issue? I know that there have been protests, as you said, weekly and in large numbers, but is that movement growing in your assessment?
Yeah, it's definitely growing. And there are more and more people who wonder why a ceasefire, even if it was just for 6 weeks, so what would be a sort of a first phase of a ceasefire that wouldn't see all of the hostages released, but most or all of the living released. People are wondering why that's not happening, particularly when you have got multiple leaks regularly from senior security officials saying that they're telling the government it would be possible to do. They can handle it. They're now so far advanced in Gaza that they could partially withdraw some of the forces. They could monitor it. They could handle it for 6 weeks and then probably go back to fighting. So that is kind of what people are hearing here. And so therefore they're wondering why it's not happening. What I would say, and it's really important that we don't ignore this, is that, as we know, there is a very strong far-right element in the Israeli government who have said the opposite. If you do a ceasefire deal, we'll walk away and we'll collapse the government. And they have supporters as well. So there are a lot of people in Israel who conversely believe that the fighting should go on regardless. And it is more important to keep fighting Hamas, defeating Hamas, than it is to do a hostage deal.
Alistair Bunkle, Sky News' Middle Eastern correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.